The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to Friday. Ted, again, not with us this week. You missed all the ice cream talk on the last show. Ted.
He is missing. Well, it doesn't matter. He probably did it on purpose because he's like, I'm veganish-esque now.
Veganish-esque.
I bet he eats sorbet. Boo sorbet.
I mean, I don't know. Sorbet,
I could eat that also.
Sorbet and Ben and Jerry's. That's so cool that they do that with the brownie company.
I know. That was
like,
good.
I didn't know Ben and Jerry's was such an awesome company. Like, I'm usually not into, like, big name corporate, but they deserve it. They seem like they know. Like, I'm... You know,
they're good.
Props, Ben & Jerry's.
Well, the thing with Ben & Jerry's is they were bought out by Unilever, which is a huge multinational corporation. But to give Unilever credit, they pretty much allowed Ben & Jerry's to operate the way Ben & Jerry's has always operated. Because they recognized, oh, they've got a good corporate reputation and they make money. And we acquired them because of that. So we're going to leave them alone.
It's sort of like the Amazon Zappos thing. Like apparently Zappos do its awesome thing on its own. It's like, you got this.
Zappos is pretty cool. We worked, when I was in college, we did a fundraiser with them. And they're really cool. So if you're in the mood for ice cream, all those post-420 people that always smoke weed every day, all day, Ben & Jerry's ice cream. That's my shameless plug.
There you go. Coming up on the show today, we'll talk growing a vagina. not kidding. Hating your job. And kids react to Walkman. Walkman.
Oh, my God.
It'll make you feel old.
I already feel old.
Did you have a Walkman?
Yes, I did. But the worst part, like right now, one of my friends, she's 18, right? And, okay. Like, there's been so many times, like, conversation where I'll say something. She's like, yeah, I have no idea what that is. And I'm like, wow, this is horrible. Like, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, she thinks they're garbage.
No, garbage is a different band altogether.
Yeah.
Shirley Manson would be
garbage
really.
Garbage is Portishead. I mean, it just keeps going from there.
Yeah, I mean, Shirley would be very upset at them for thinking that those bands were garbage, because garbage is a far different thing. Sorry. If you know what I'm talking about, then you are with it. 15 years ago. Anyway.
Where she was like 3. Oh, God.
Yeah. And she's legal. Anyway.
I had to wait for that. Anyways.
That's what you were waiting for?
Wow. I don't think she listens to this anyway, so I'm
that's
cool.
That's okay. I don't know that anything is worth that much waiting.
Oh, she is... I'm gonna stop talking.
That's okay. That's fine. That's fine. Is she like Olsen Twins countdown clock worthy?
She has an amazing personality, and I enjoy spending time with her. And I think she's really good.
Okay.
Fuck you, Nate.
I just love the way you pulled that out of your ass.
I did not. It's how I feel.
Okay. All right. You know, there's been a recent trend amongst. Kids asking celebrities to the prom. It started out with military guys asking hot actresses to military balls, then went to prom, and then so on and so forth. Well, a high school has decided to lower the boom on this process. Central York High School has suspended a student who asked Miss America to the prom. It started as a joke and ended up with 18-year-old senior at Central York High School serving a 3-day in-school suspension for asking a woman on the date. The woman was Nina Davaluri, who is known as the reigning Miss America. When Patrick Farves heard that Davaluri was coming to his school, he joked with friends that he was going to ask her to be his prom date. And as it often happens in high school, word spread quickly, and soon his classmates at Central York High School were approaching him and asking him whether he was going to ask Miss America to the prom. There came a point... where he said that he felt like he had to do it. He's known around school for doing stunts like that. Last year, when Rowan Murphy, an athlete born without legs, who became a motivational speaker, made an appearance at the school, during the question and answer period, he asked if he could take a selfie with the wrestler, and the wrestler agreed. So as the assembly featuring Miss America approached, he steeled himself to ask her out. He got her a little plastic flower, And if there was a question and answer session, he would pop the question. It was not clear whether he would have the opportunity if few students were selected and pre-screened with their questions. Patrick was not one of them, and it appeared that the school administration wasn't cool with this plan because they found out, and as we all know, school administrators are not cool. Anyway, during the assembly Q&A session, it ended, and there was time for a few more questions. Patrick approached the mic and asked Miss America if he would be his prom date. She laughed, the auditorium crowd cheered, and as he approached the stage and handed her the plastic flower and asked whether he could take a selfie with her, she said, maybe later.
Bitch.
He turned to return to his seat, and then he did a little dance. The crowd cheered again. One of his friends was next to ask Miss America a question. But before he did, he told the crowd, let's give a hand for my friend Patrick Farves, which meant another cheer. It was then that an administrator removed Patrick from the auditorium, took him to the principal's office. He figured he was in deep trouble and that he might be looking at a suspension or be forbidden from going to the prom or not be allowed to walk at the graduation this year. By the way, that's a bullshit threat. Any fucking school administrators who threaten that shit should be taken out back and kicked right in their privates. Because yeah. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
That's some bullshit. That's just you with your little fucking power play in your little dictatorial thing. Just fuck you. Fuck all of you. We got threatened. I went to a Catholic high school. We got threatened that if we threw our caps in the air after graduation, that they wouldn't give us our high school diplomas. Which, yeah. By the way, fucking bullshit. But when you're just out of high school and you're like, well, if I don't have a diploma, I can't go to college because they won't let me into college without my high school diploma, but nobody would do it.
Yeah.
Nobody would do it.
Yeah.
Because I went to high school with a bunch of people who were, well, afraid of nuns.
Okay, well, that's legit.
Yeah, that's a legit fear, okay. Bro. Like, so on that.
So, yeah, I don't know if this is going to put an end to this asking celebrities to the prom thing. I'm kind of hoping it does because I've seen enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, but it's, I think, yeah, to get mad over something like that, I don't know. If celebrities, sometimes I don't like social media and like, yeah, it's great that, you know, people can become famous and motivational speakers because they can reach a bigger audience. But it doesn't mean that everyone has to go to prom with you. Mainly I'm pissed because Justin Bieber wasn't out when I could go to my prom.
I mean, the threats were lame.
This is my jam, though.
They told the kid not to. They knew what he was going to ask. They told the kid not to do it. That's why he got in trouble. Not for asking. If he had not let anybody know, then
right.
If he just kept his mouth,
it would have been okay. But after somebody already tells you, like, "Hey, I know what you're going to do. Don't do that." Then you're fucking in trouble if you're going to go ahead and be a little bitch about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Again, it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
Right.
So always remember this. Keep it secret.
Do the wrong thing first.
Right. Do the wrong thing and then go, I'm really sorry.
Or just don't get caught. But yeah, in this case, you're
going to get caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of hard to not get caught on that one. Anyway, that's Selfie by the Chainsmokers.
I love that song. Let me take a selfie.
So bad.
First.
I highlighted this. I hated people this past week.
Nate.
I did. Two people in particular. I went to lunch one day and I you know, when you go to Redbox, you can reserve your Redbox movie online.
Oh, I didn't know.
Get it all squared away. So when you go in, you hit the pickup movie, you swipe your card, and your movie spits out. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. You don't have to, then you know where you're going, has your movie. It's all reserved for you. It's like Blockbuster, but better. So I reserved my movie at the Safeway on Alhambra. And I pull into the parking lot. It's not the greatest parking lot in the world. And there's a place where there's multiple parking spots next to each other. And I'm waiting for a car to back out. I've got my blinker on. And then this douchebag from the other direction in a Lexus.
No.
Yep, in a Lexus.
Oh. I think it makes it worse, mm-hmm. Him being in a Lexus.
Yeah. And then, so he comes in and he pulls into the middle of the three spots. Not.
What?
There's three spots. He pulls into the middle fucking one and parks like an asshole.
What the fucking asshole?
This is the one in Alhambra?
Yes.
That is the single worst parking lot in the world. It is the bad parking vortex of the known universe.
So anyway.
Seriously, it's so true. It's the fucking worst.
I have a small car. My car is, I have a Honda Fit. It's not a big car. So I pull in, making sure that the person on the other side of me can get into their car when they come back out. I have to squeeze out of my car because this douchebag is parked crooked in the middle spot. And I'm like, fine, fuck it. Hate this guy, fuck it. I'm like, first of all, dick for not letting me park because I'm there with my blinker on. You could have waited a second. And second of all, dick for parking in the middle spot like a dick. So I then walk into Safeway, and who do I see standing at the fucking red box?
Describe him. Is he young, old, middle-aged?
He is probably about a 30-year-old Asian gentleman who has a nose that looks like one of the Muppets.
I don't know what that means.
Big one?
It looks like a
is
teardrop.
That racist?
It looks like a teardrop.
Oh, like the big penis-looking ones.
Yes, that's what his nose looks
that's
like.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was. And this asshole who drives a Lexus,
dick face.
He's going through, and it's not like he's like, I'm looking for this one movie. No, motherfucker called up at least 5 movies and read the description. It's not like he went, oh, let's see if they've got this movie. Oh, he hit the thing, had it come up, and stood there and read the description. Let's see, American Hustle. Blah, 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 CIA story. I don't know. Maybe not that one.
Oh, God.
I had to stand behind this peckerhead for, I would say, close to 10 minutes in the store.
Wow.
Before he then went on his way with shopping. And I'm like, motherfucker, I want to pick up thing, swipe card, boop, it's out. 30 fucking seconds, I was in and out of there. Mm-hmm. And then I spit on his passenger side window, which I'm not proud of. But
oh my God, you did?
What? I wasn't expecting that twist.
I was not either. I'm so glad it added, though. But that's I do not condone that.
Please. It wasn't even a loogie. It was just I spit on his passenger side
damn,
window.
Nate, you had some anger, which understandably so. He was that's a fucking hilarious.
Dick.
That's so funny. I did not expect that ending. It's like you thought you knew the story. You thought, and then
no, you didn't.
Bravo, Nate.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm not proud of myself, but it had to be done.
Oh, I am.
That
enough
is crazy.
For everybody.
So then I finished there, and I'm on my lunch break, and I'm like, fuck, I don't have much time now because I had to wait behind Dick Nose at the red box. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go to the drive thru at Jack in the Box, which is usually pretty quick. And I get to the Jack in the Box, and it's the one on the corner of Fruit Ridge and Stockton. So it's in a great neighborhood, as all the Jack in the Boxes are.
Mm-hmm.
And out in front, there is everybody who is in the movie Captain Phillips on the pirate side was out front. But instead of in motorboats, they had shopping carts, and they were getting ready to go inside. I am the manager now. Anyway, I'm just painting the picture of the neighborhood. They did not draw my ire at all, just my interest. So I go to pull around, and there's this douchebag, and he's in a white pickup truck pulling a trailer that used to be the bed of another pickup truck. You know the look. And he has a Sports 1140 KHTK bumper sticker on the back of his truck. And here's why it irritated me. There's nobody in the drive-thru line. And you know how at Jack in the Box they've got, like, the menu board, and then they've got the menu board where you order?
Yeah.
This asshole, there's nobody in front of him, mind you, pulls up to the menu board where you don't order and then sits there for 5 minutes perusing the Jack in the Box menu. I know it's a little more extensive than, say, In-N-Out Burger, but you don't need to spend that much time. By the time he started to pull away, my patience had waned. Meanwhile, this is right after I spit on this guy's window, by the way.
Oh, my God. So that's why you're still fired up.
Like. I'm still irritated, and I hit the button to roll down my window as I'm going to yell, pick a fucking burger and move on, asshole. He then starts to roll ahead, so I didn't have to.
Yeah.
But, but the story doesn't end there. So I go around, I order, and normally this Jack in the Box is great. They get my orders right, they're fine. And I pull up, and I'm like, I want a number 5 with a Coke. And they're like, Diet Coke? And I go, no, a Coke. So I pull around, I do the whole thing, get my thing, come back in. There's nothing punched down on the top of the fucking lid. Mm-hmm. I get back, I'm relaying the story to my coworkers about my lunch break with Dick Nose and asshole at the drive-thru. and of course my mouth gets dry because I've been telling the story. And I take a big hit off of my Coke. And I take a big hit and I go, and it's fucking Diet Coke. And I put it down the thing and then I threw a chair.
Oh my God.
Really? You really threw a chair?
I tipped one over. It's sort of a running joke because we broadcast the Steve Wilkos show, and Steve Wilkos show, someone always throws a chair. So there's one particular chair that I will grab the back of and I will flip it over so it lands.
All right. Down.
So that was my lunch break. That was me hating on people during a lunch break.
Dude. Wow.
I mean, that's serious.
That's just like a shitty day. That's just one of those days where you're just like, no one needs to fuck with me. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed and the universe decides to fuck with you in a very humorous way.
Well, here's the thing. I was in a great mood.
Oh, yeah. No, then it likes to bring you down to reality. That's why I'm never happy. I don't believe in happiness.
You're just like, I'm going to go around pissed off just dear. So no one thinks it.
Yeah. No one, like, the universe doesn't, like, get all like, oh, we can really fuck with her today. No. No, fuck that. I stay at a good level of just chill.
Okay.
You know? Or pissed. Chill and pissed are my two settings. That's it.
But, I wasn't, the Diet Coke was just the cherry on top of the whole thing.
It was fucking epic.
And then my coworkers are like, you're better than I am. Because if somebody would have given me Diet Coke, I would have been like, fuck this. I'm like, and you would have driven back and thrown it at them through the drive-thru, what? It's like, no, I just would have gone to the vending machine and gotten another one.
Oh, I like Diet Coke, though. I'm watching my caloric intake to watch my figure. That's a lie.
Okay. hey, whatever works for you. Coming up this Sunday, I've got a 10K, so of course there's rain in the forecast, because every time I schedule the 10K run, there's rain in the forecast. Mm. I'm going to attempt that. I'm going to really test that out in July, because there's a nighttime run, and if it rains in July at night in Davis, California, I'll know that something is conspiring against me.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun.
Could be.
It'll be fun. 10K run. I really wish Sacramento would start the morning runs near something where people could gather, because well, they do them all. They start them all at the Crocker at like 7:30, 8 a.m. And there's a park there and it's nice and all. But if anybody wants to go with you, there's nothing for them to do but sit around and wait for you to finish.
Yeah.
And the one that I did in Davis, there's like a bunch of little restaurants right in that general area of downtown. So if someone wants to go with you, they can go and sit and hang out and have breakfast and whatever while you're running.
No, they should wait outside and watch you and just stand there. That's called dedication and true friendship.
Well, it's hard to watch someone who's doing a 6-mile run.
Don't be lazy. That's not my problem.
That's true.
I'm just saying. So we're April. Yeah, it's April. This is the third run that I've had since last November that starts at Crocker Park in Sacramento.
Sounds shitty.
It's like, okay. But it will be over the two bridges. So over the Tower Bridge and over the I Street
Bridge.
So it's
nice for you. It's still not nice for your friend who has to wait.
No one's going with me. No one's going with me. No, you weren't. You're lying.
Yeah, I was. I was going to send you a Facebook invite and everything. I'm not going to pull Christiana and just not do it.
Hang out at Joe's Crab Shack. Mm. So anyway, that's...
They have a bar. I'm down.
They do. Although at 8 a.m. it might be kind of interesting. So
ain't no shame.
So Nancy Grace, we've talked about her at length over the past few weeks. Well, she's pissed off somebody else. This time it's Seth Rogen over anti-marijuana tweets.
Oh, Nancy Grace.
Yeah.
You are my shining star. Thank you. Thank you.
She's the best.
She tweeted, cops say daddy eats marijuana and goes crazy. He shoots his wife in the head while she pleads with 911 for help. # pot to blame. And then she tweeted again, if pot makes you mellow and laid back, why does this guy allegedly turn berserk and gun down his wife? # pot to blame. and then she capped it off with, how many people must die before this stops? # pot to blame.
I just love the way you say it.
Fantastic.
# pot to blame.
Right. Well, the worst part is the number of people who retweet it. It's sickening. So at a certain point, Seth Rogen had enough, because you do not make fun of his beloved weed. He tweeted back at Nancy Grace at HLN, you are a fucking dumbass. which, by the way, dwarfed her retweets and favorites. He's got 22,000 retweets and 26,000 favorites. Her biggest one got 1,600 retweets and 500 favorites. And then Nancy Grace tweeted back at Seth Rogen, hi, Seth. Thanks for watching. He's not watching. He was looking at Twitter, you stupid twat.
This dumb bitch. She's hella milking this.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. I fucking love this. We're going to go after pot, but some guy cuts off his fucking dick on PCP And I'm sure the cop wasn't, oh my God, I love you, Nancy Grace. Thank you. Thank right. you for being yeah. so fucking stupid. It makes my it makes me laugh, genuinely.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Moving on with Nancy Grace. In Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, police are looking for a man with pantyhose who's attempting to stop female motorists. The RCMP are looking for a suspicious man in his pantyhose. On March 31st at approximately 6 p.m., a female motorist was flagged down on Highway 5, roughly 10 kilometers west of Dauphin by a man. The individual approached the vehicle and indicated that he was in possession of pantyhose and a condom. How does that not work as a pickup line? As he attempted to continue the bizarre conversation, the woman drove away. Because bitches be crazy. The next day, another woman sitting in her vehicle on 1st Avenue Northeast in Dauphin was approached by a man selling pantyhose. The woman reported the incident to the RCMP. The man is described as being in his mid-30s, with light hair, wearing a black coat and dark pants. He was seen driving a white newer model truck. Is this a crime? if a guy came up and offered to sell you pantyhose, would you call the police?
Was he wearing it over his face at the time?
No, apparently not.
He's offering me pantyhose. I mean, do I look like someone that someone would want to offer pantyhose?
Well, you're a lady. He doesn't know you, so he assumes you're a lady.
I mean, but I dress like a super lesbian.
It doesn't matter. That may just be your super lesbian day.
Super lesbian.
I'm just trying to think, like, how would I react? I would just politely say no and move on, I guess, because I've never been. It's hard for me. If I've never been in a situation, I can't, like, sympathize or, like, empathize with it where I can give you an honest answer.
Meanwhile, at the halls of justice, super lesbian is figuring out what to do. Uh-huh. I don't know. I just this has got to be the safest place in the world because they're calling the cops on a guy who's walking around selling pantyhose. What would they do if you got dropped? The tamale lady at the Walmart came up to them and was like, tamales? They'd be like, get away!
They call
get
the feds then because it'd be a...
So that's what's happening in Winnipeg. There's nothing going on in Winnipeg. Meanwhile, in Ireland, a 17-year-old Irish boy suffered a heart attack after a friend squeezed his testicles. That's right.
Sure.
A heart attack after his testicles were squeezed. It was a prank that went horribly wrong. The 17-year-old has been placed in a medically induced coma following the incident in the suburb of Dublin. Yep. He was headed back to school after lunch break and joking around with a group of boys. According to the Irish Mirror, look at the Irish Mirror. One of his friends then, quote, jerked his scrotum, causing the emergency. A teacher in one of the group performed CPR at the scene while waiting for the emergency services to arrive. A source close to the boy's family say they believe it wasn't a savage attack or carried out in a malicious way. The teenager is said to be in stable condition.
That's crazy. I didn't know that shit was, like, that's related.
Everything's related.
I mean, if you grab that's hard.
It is. I'm guessing there was probably an underlying medical condition.
It has to be, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe the pain shocked the heart or something. Like.
You know, it is shocking. And what's not shocking, having been a teenage boy myself, this is the sort of thing that does not surprise me at all. Because this is the weird thing that dudes do to other dudes when you know, cup check. There's the bag tap where you just walk casually by and just like a little backhanded knuckle.
I'm sorry, what?
Okay.
If you,
sure. Listen,
if you had grown up a teenage boy, you would know these things happen.
I think that's so weird. Like, can you imagine girls? Some of my friends do this with me. Like, they do this to each other and they do it with me, like, where they, like, try to, like, grab my crotch or my boobs and stuff. And I'm just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
But as a teenage girl, I don't think that would ever. I mean, no one's like, hey. Cootie punch, like no one, like
yeah,
like
it's
no
not a
one,
thing. Not a thing,
or
at
clam
all.
Jousting, like no one would ever,
like on guard.
Well, it's never a sexual thing. It's always like let's see if you're paying attention. Because as a teenage guy, you always have to be on your guard that someone's going to fuck with you, because it prepares you for life in the real world. I don't know why, other than teenage guys are stupid. And we all are. It's true. Eventually, most of us grow out of it. Not all of us. But I was not at all surprised by that. I'm really sad Ted's not here to back up my story, because I would love to hear stories about teenage Ted.
Oh my God, Ted.
I can't, I just don't see Ted.
You don't see Ted?
I don't see Ted engaging in any of that.
Well, sometimes you don't
like
have any choice.
Snapping a towel in gym class. Can you imagine how profuse the apologies would be?
I'm so sorry.
Sorry. He's, I don't know. That's just, that's not Ted's thing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna assume.
Speaking of Ted, I have to tell this story too. Speaking of things that irritated me this past week.
He's not here to defend himself.
Ted last week forgot his charging cable for his phone. And he's the only person in the universe with one charging cable for his phone. Like a week or so before, he left his hat here. I don't know if he wants me to say I like him more, so he keeps leaving stuff behind. I don't know what's going on.
It's an excuse to come back.
It is.
Shit, I left some stuff at my friend's house.
The truth comes out.
Ted, you can come back every week. We do a show. It's okay.
Just on that day.
Just on that day. That's it. Yeah. So I sent him a text message saying, hey, you left your charging cable here. And he's like, oh, can I pick it up like 2 days later? I'm like, yeah, sure. So he sends me a Facebook message that morning. He goes, by the way, my phone's almost dead. I'm not going to be able to text you. Can I come by at 7:15? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I get home after work. And so it's almost 7:15. You know, it's a gated community. So I go out and I wait for Ted to show up. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So 5 minutes. So I'm outside for about 5 minutes. And I get a text from Becca. Then goes, hey, sorry, we're running a little late. We're just about done with dinner now, and we're coming over. And I'm like, oh, I forgot that he'd be with you and that you might be able to text, because he didn't mention that. And the funny, so I'm like, all right, well, now I'm going back inside my house. So I texted that, you know, passive aggressively, mm-hmm, because I figured, you know, that's what you do.
Sure.
So I come inside, and I'm waiting to make dinner. And this is the part I didn't tell them when they came over. So I'm waiting to make dinner because I didn't want to be in the middle of it. And apparently their waiter forgot all about them, like dropped off the check and was like, oh, well, done with those people. Don't have to go back. Because it was like after she texted me that they were almost done, it was almost a half hour before I saw them. Yeah. And I was like, what the hell?
So is this a complaint about Ted or the restaurant?
It's about Ted.
Wait, why?
Because he's not being up.
Because Becca, he knew he was going to be with Becca. Anyway, it was one of those things where I was like, damn it. And then I did tell him. I said, by the way, I'm nowhere near as mad
as I'm
going to sound on the
show. You know Ted's not going to be happy next time he comes in to record now that you shared this story.
Well, I did tell him I was going to tell the story, mm-hmm, and that I'm going to sound much angrier on the podcast than I really was.
This is like fucking it's like texting.
Pulling back.
It's like texting. You're trying to text something and like you just sound a lot angrier.
This is like one of those stories your friend tells you where they're really animated about it, and then you're like, wait, I don't get it. Why is it so bad? And then they're like, ugh, why can't you ever support me? You know? Oh, and then gosh, you're just kind of left going, oh, I don't know.
No, and honestly, I wasn't mad. It was one of those weird things. Like, he had like a brain cramp, like, oh, well, Becca could just text Nate and say when we're coming over. Mm. And it just turned out that because of that delay, I ate like over an hour later than I normally would have. So I was kind of hungry. But, you know, not a big deal. That's not their fault.
This is just a story of the time, that one time when Nate was hangry.
Yeah, it really
is. Going to blame
he's
Ted.
He's just like on a rant. Right.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, right.
But the Safeway, the Redbox,
It was a rough week. It's sad. It's sad times. And then the internet told me that I was old. It's kids react to Walkmans. Or Walkmans. Walkmans? Walkmans?
Walkman.
This episode, Walkmans!
They spell it
We're
man's.
We're mixing it up on you again.
Okay.
You're not watching a video.
Oh, no.
I'm so scared.
You're reacting to this.
Oh, what the? Oh, what is this thing?
I have no idea what it is.
What is this?
I don't get what it is.
What do I do? Press play?
I don't know what it does.
She just, like, stabbed it with her finger.
Question time!
So, do you know what that is used for?
Walkie-talkie?
Speaking into it.
Music, a boombox.
Wait.
It's a cassette player, right?
And act- So that 8-year-old has parents with a cassette player. Got it.
Actually, is a device that plays music.
So maybe we'll play music today?
Oh, here. Radio, AM, FM.
By the way, that's a 12-year-old girl. That's why she sounds, you know, like a 15-year-old boy.
What?
Because she does. She sounds older. She sounds significantly older than everybody else, and she's just a 12-year-old girl.
Stop, play, okay.
What are you talking about? You gotta be kidding me.
But how does it work?
I need a friend on. Oh, wait, I see. Wait, what?
And that was a, they have, so they have a 12-year-old girl and a 13-year-old boy amongst 7 and 8-year-olds.
I feel so judged right now.
What the?
It's so crazy. Even the Asian kids can't figure it out. It's crazy. They're baffled by the whole thing. Let me flip ahead a little bit further here.
Hand over the headphones.
They explained to them you needed headphones to listen to music, and they were blown away by this. I don't get that part, because if you had an iPod, you needed headphones to listen to it.
Right. Maybe, did the headphones look different, or are they the old school walkie-talkie headphones?
No, they're just saying you need headphones. They hadn't even shown them to me
yet. Oh.
So, we have some headphones for you.
Oh, my grandpa has these.
Is it because they're headphones and not earbuds?
Yeah, that's what I think it might be. Or they don't look like the fucking beat shit.
Well, they hadn't shown them yet. But when the 8-year-old goes, oh, my grandpa has these, Diana looked like she was going to fall out of her chair.
To have a pair of these. Oh, my God. I'm such a 90s kid, but I wasn't born in the 90s.
Fuck you.
I don't know what to do with that. I literally don't know what to do with that statement.
That works.
It's working. I feel so accomplished.
What song is this? Better be good. What's this old time music?
What do you think of the process?
This thing takes forever. Too complicated.
I feel so like lazy saying this. You have to actually do stuff.
I hate everyone in this clip.
Slimming, isn't it?
You need headphones just to listen to music? Do you know how messed up that is?
Actually, that wouldn't is take silly. So long, because on the iPad, you have to go into the internet, find Pandora, you have to click that thing, you have to make it play, you know?
Yeah, that
if
kid's
you
got
like
it.
20 songs. And you wanted to go to song number 6, how would you do that?
You would have to hit the next thing, right? No?
The back button and the start button?
And rewind and go, this feels about right. Play it. It's not there. Okay.
He's got it.
Keep going. You'd have to hit the fast forward and wait for it to go past all the other songs. So you have to guess and stop it and listen. And
like, her eyes are real, real big.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. I would not want to do that.
I could not imagine living in your guys' days with this.
So today you could fit thousands of songs on a phone, but on a cassette you could only fit up to about 30 songs.
I feel bad for the people who lived in the 90s. I really do. Oh my gosh.
What are you thinking about now?
I'm thinking about how many tapes you would need.
So this is called the portable cassette player. Mm-hmm. And when this came out in the 1980s, it was the biggest thing. Does that surprise you?
Yes.
No, because it's just like having a computer or iPhone. It just amazes me how technology has changed.
I could just
smart kid.
There's a couple of kids who are really, really smart, and I have to credit their parents because they obviously take time to show them stuff and spend time with them.
Just imagine you guys, like 13-year-olds, just like Thug Life represent.
OMG!
Fuck
do
this
you have
child.
A cassette and a portable music player. Gee, I have one too. In the 1980s.
I believe that last kid did nail the 80s, by the way.
Yes.
OMG.
That's like even the 90s, dude. Like, that's what we did.
It's like, whoa, something that can play music and I can carry it around in my, if I have a large pocket.
When these were brand new, they cost $200.
No.
Why?
This seems like a bit of an outrage.
For this thing. I'll actually pay for it. It's nice!
Just it's not a lot.
Not a lot? Just
an iPad costs $700.
That same kid gets a lot of thumbs up. Like,
yeah, I'm guessing he's the Jewish kid in the group.
And, what? I don't understand.
Because he understands money. Someone's explained it to him.
What?
What?
Just saying. So anyway, what? I did.
I saw what he was saying. On behalf of Ted, I'm gonna give a look and an eye roll here,
and then I'm gonna.
Judaism, yeah. Son.
I completely understand where you're coming from, but I'm just gonna say I didn't say that because that's racist, racial.
No, it's not racist.
I believe it's xenophobic.
Okay, whatever you like. Anyway, so did either of you have a Walkman growing up?
Yeah. Oh, I wanted a Walkman so badly, and my mom said, well, okay, you have to save your allowance money. And so I did that thing that shitty kids do, and I was, you know, spending, like, you spend like a week in the summer with your grandparents, you know, and they buy you anything you want, like
no, I don't
like actually. Like the really good sugary cereal. And then we happened to be like at the mall, and we went past a Circuit City, boys and girls. And I was like, oh, I really want a Walkman. My mom said I'd save my money up. My grandmother's like, I'll get you a Walkman. And oh, my mom was mad. Mm-hmm. She was so mad. But I got my fucking Walkman. And then I could listen to Chicago Greatest Hits like whenever I wanted. And I had a Mr. Mister mixtape. And yeah, and life was good.
Diana.
And Debbie Gibson, Electric Youth. Oh my God.
Did you have a Walkman?
I did. And I feel it's weird because I there's a lot of times where, sorry, there's some things that you guys talk about where I feel like I can't really relate because there is a little age difference.
Right.
But I did have a Walkman. And I also feel now that I'm like excited that I can like relate to you guys, but at the same time, like feel fucking old. There's no nice way of putting that.
Well, I did not have a Walkman. I had a portable cassette player, but Walkman were really stupid expensive. So what I got, and they had this brand at Sears.
Oh, I don't think I had a Walkman brand. I had a Sanyo.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't know. What I misunderstood the question.
Oh, okay. I
was like, did you have any Kleenex?
No. Oh, yeah, tissue.
I frequently had Scott's tissue brands. But no, I did not have a Walkman. I did have a Discman, though, like an actual Discman.
Yeah.
Yeah, the most useless thing ever.
Haterade.
This thing skipped. I had one, too. It skipped all the time.
Well, you remember when it came out with, like, the jogging proof, like, the skip proof, so you can go jogging with it?
It didn't work.
No, it didn't, but I used to jog with it.
That would just make me mad. No, I had a brand. They sold at Sears, and it was spelled AIWA.
Oh, yeah, Iowa.
Iowa.
That's legit. That's a real brand. Iowa. I hear ya. Iowa. I can sing the whole brand jingle. Shit, I have a lot of information in my head.
Yeah, I was like, more though.
None of it is useful.
So I did not actually have a Walkman, but I did have a board. Mine was nicer than a Walkman because I had auto reverse.
Oh, shit.
I was still using I think I bought another Walkman probably when I moved to SAC because I remember getting one that had... I always love having radio tuner. So it, you know, play tapes and it had AM, FM and it had the TV tuner back when it pre-digital.
Right. Back
TV
when
days,
it meant something.
When you could do that. And so you could tune into like, yeah, the TV channels as well. And I'm pretty sure I bought that like in the 2000s.
Okay.
So.
Well, they were still selling them. I mean, it's gone retro and vintage. We were talking about at Easter dinner, we were talking about record players.
Yep.
And when I pointed out that they sell them at Urban Outfitters, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah. we also talked about how my husband has an entire shelf of like Jurassic technology in our house, including several Zach Morris phones. Which doesn't mean anything to him because he doesn't know who Zach Morris is. But
neither do
to most of our listeners, will know what that means. And Walkmans and all kinds of stuff. And I think he watched that link and then immediately sat down with our kid to make sure she knew what was what.
And that's what's
raising him right.
That's what good parenting is, explaining stuff to your kids. That's all I've been saying.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to move forward with the show and say this.
They act. We decide. Cool or too.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, pantyhose. Diana?
Cool. I don't get it. I know what it is. I don't know what it is. So cool.
Christiana?
I don't get it. I'm going to say tool just because I don't know what to do with the information. So that's my theme for the day is I don't know what to do with this shit.
All the waitresses at Hooters wear them, so I'm going to go cool.
Ugh.
And so I'm going to base it. Up next in Cooler Tool, testicles, Christiana.
Just testicles generally?
Sure.
They are literal tools and kind of creepy. So if I were a dude, I think that would bother me, having dangly things in the way all the time.
Diana?
Everything she just said, I obviously don't get the hype. I don't know.
You don't get the hype. I don't get the hype of balls. They're cool. They're like your pal that you keep around, even though they're kind of annoying. Because you know, at some point, you're going to need them to help you move. It's true. And finally, in cooler tool, Walkman, Diana.
Fucking cool, kids' tool.
Christiana.
They're still cool because I still have some tapes, so I think they're still legit.
They are. They're cool. They were so far ahead. I mean, it was like a quantum leap forward in being able to like bring, because at the same time, and one of the kids mentioned this in the video. Is this a boombox? No, a boombox was this giant thing with a cassette player in the middle and huge speakers, so everybody could hear your music.
And you don't. Well, you can use headphones.
You can, also known as a ghetto blaster, or. If you're really progressive, N-word box.
Oh,
no,
hell no,
no,
for real?
Nobody says that. That's
no, but they did.
Thing.
Did they? Oh, yeah.
I never heard that.
Yes.
They did, because I've heard about that. No, they did, because that was a huge issue. Yes.
Not in my neighborhood. Where'd you my schools? I don't know. I'm
not in my backyard.
I'm not
just
saying
just because it wasn't in your backyard doesn't mean shit happened.
I went to
world outside.
I grew up in L.A.
Outside your e-bikes.
I grew up in very diverse schools. Nobody said that.
Maybe not, but I've heard it before. It's not okay, but I've heard it before.
Wait. Did you grow up in Sacramento?
I grew up in Sac. Yeah.
And you grew up in fucking Vermont, where
I did.
They have no
and yet
people.
And yet I have heard the term.
I don't think that makes you advanced.
I didn't say it does.
The opposite of
it. Just makes me more worldly.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
No,
things.
I don't think that's
you know
what
the
that means.
You know the Iowa jingle, but you hadn't heard the term N-word box. I'm not going to say the whole. I'm not going to say the original word because that would
good.
Be inappropriate.
Don't say that. Yeah,
no.
Don't say it. It's good. That
is
not to say it.
That's, you know, if we hadn't already got veganish-esque as the name of this episode, I would go with N-word box. But I'm not going to. Anyway, that's cooler tool. Yay.
Okay.
What do we got going on here? Hey, it's time for the best jobs of 2014. You know what? No, I don't think any of us have them. So the best job total in 2014, mathematician. Mathematician. It's mathematics careers are diverse and rewarding. Mathematicians rank among the more well compensated in the jobs rated report. The field also has a positive outlook for continued future growth. So, hey kids, study math. Math.
Math.
Math.
That's why Asians are taking over the world, because we're good at that shit.
I'm going to make my kid, my goal is for my kid to be like the world's first Formula One champion, U.S. president, astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be doing lots of math, and then she can engineer her own Formula One car, like
so
Niki
cute.
Lauda style, except for the bad parts of Niki Lauda's history. And
the burned off ears, you mean?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. And yeah.
I think it's really cute that like kids still have like dreams and shit, and then
when you're saying that, I was just like,
boy.
That's just adorable.
The second best job is a tenured university professor. Not the highest salary, but lots of job security and very little stress. So that's why that ranks so highly.
That's why they can molest their kids or have sex with their students, because you have tenure and then it's like you're set.
That's usually one way you can still get rid of them, even with tenure.
Oh, really? I thought like it's like really even
no,
if you
it's
do,
not
you have
like,
to like prove
like,
it. Like you have to really prove it.
Well, you do it for anybody, but it's not like a life appointment of a judge or something. They still generally like acts of illegality are not great.
The third best job, statistician, a little bit better than a college professor.
They have 22.4% more fun.
Well, it is important to a wide spectrum of industries. So statisticians are valued in very high demand.
You're
across the
spectrum. Basically the industry's math bitch.
Yeah.
Here's the
That's
more.
When they said you turn into Nate Silver and you're like the hottest geek dude ever for
dude,
a very
that bank
small
account,
percentage.
Man. I would be sexy with a large bank account.
Okay.
I would be sexy with a large bank account, for sure.
I'd dress better.
Yep. I'd be
better.
Super like thin and
yeah.
And I can make it rain on some hoes. Damn. Yeah. If I was rich.
Okay.
So,
lost you there.
So if you're good as a statistician, why not move up to actuary? It's the same idea.
They do get paid a lot.
What the fuck is that?
An actuary is a person who does the tables to figure out when the rest of us are going to die from all the stress in our lives.
Not a happy job, but they do get paid a shit ton of money.
The median salary for an actuary is $93,000 a year. Almost $94,000.
Wow. So wait, what is it exactly?
They're like special kinds of statisticians. It's the people who work for insurance companies to figure out how much it'll cost to insure you, like life insurance, like, oh, well, you're likely, like, are you likely to die and we pay out or not likely to die? So they can tell you, like, you do this, you do that. You're probably looking at a departing about 63, 64. Like, you don't want to hang out with these people.
No. Oh, but they're just downers. Damn it, I was going to say, I'm going back to school.
They're a bummer. Audiologist is another high-ranking job. It helps patients address hearing and balance problems. Now, because of the aging population, there's a huge demand in the coming years. And there's more devices to help people hear better. It's not the highest paying job out there, but pretty low stress and a lot of demand. Dental hygienist. I could not believe the median salary for a dental hygienist. This has to factor in dentists to the stars because it says the median salary is $70,000 a year.
That has to factor in dentists to stars. There's no fucking
to
way.
To clean teeth.
I don't know. They do a lot. It's like they're kind of like the nurse practitioners of the dental world. Because if you think about it, most of the time, I mean, the dentist comes at the end and is like, oh, nice, you're looking good. But the people who do all the damn work are the hygienists.
Yeah, they do the cleaning and that stuff.
That's true.
But
there's so many of them.
Yeah, and apparently. Yeah, well, not as many as you think.
I don't know. The rate my dentist charge, I hope somebody's getting paid that much.
Software engineer is number 7 with a median salary of just over $93,000.
Nerds.
It's true.
This just makes me feel bad about the life decisions I made when I was younger.
We really should have gone a different direction.
Computer systems analyst, which is a little bit higher stress thing. You got to manage a network. You got to handle that sort of thing. The median salary for that is just under $80,000 a year. Not enough in my book. Occupational therapy, that pays even a little less. That's $75,000 a year, but ton of demand for that. And speech pathologist is the number 10. Sensing a sort of trend here with healthcare and such as we move forward.
Dude, fucking nurses make bank.
Some do, yeah.
Some do.
Some do.
But they all have to deal with a lot of literal poop, so...
It's true.
For how much money they fucking make?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd give up some money and not deal with shit.
Literally.
So those are the best jobs. What are the worst jobs, you may ask yourself? Well, let me go down here to the bottom here. Number 2, this is out of 200 jobs, so they only did so many. Number 200, lumberjack.
Don't they get paid?
Nope. A mid-level income for them is $24,000. So they don't make money.
Wow. I'm a lumberjack.
Number 199, newspaper reporter. Key factors, their hiring outlook is poor and their stress level is high. 198, enlisted military personnel. Their income under $30,000 a year, and they have a terrible work environment, people trying to kill them. 197 is taxi driver. Their mid-level income just under $23,000 a year. And lots of stress. You know, again, people trying to kill you. 196. Hey, this is good news for us, guys. Broadcaster.
Yay.
Not 200.
No. Key levels for the ranking are income, which is low, stress, which is high, and the outlook, which is bleak. It's radio and TV stuff. It's hard. I mean, podcasts have meant that radio shows are going away. Away, and they're playing the same 12 songs. My favorite of the song, the stations who don't have any DJs, and they're like, it's all the hits you like, and it's like, yes, it's all the hits I like and a bunch that I fucking hate. It'd be like if my iPod turned on me halfway through the day.
I know, we have differing opinions on that. It's because you don't like 94.7, but I do.
No, I like half of their songs.
I'm willing to accept the other bad half because the first half is so good.
Well, if they had DJs, I'd be willing to accept it, but I'm not. Number 195, head cook. So, it's not great. Flight attendant, 194. The income is low, and the outlook is bleak again. Garbage collector ranked a little higher. I don't know why. Then firefighter, corrections officer. And so those are the worst jobs in the country. So being a lumberjack is apparently not okay. Not okay. Someone who hates their job, a drunken stenographer.
What?
During a high-profile criminal trial, Daniel Kochanowski, who has been fired, repeatedly typed, "I hate my job," instead of the trial's dialogue.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, we've all been there, buddy, but you can't actually do that.
You cannot, but I'm so glad. Come on. Oh, my God. I'm so glad there's stupid people out in the world.
That's according to a report by the New York Post. Court officials now trying to repair the damage caused to some 30 court cases, including one of a mortgage fraud trial in which a man was convicted of trying to hire a hitman to take out a witness against him, the proceedings of which were recorded as gibberish. One source told the paper that his actions could have given criminals the chance to claim crucial evidence is missing, jeopardizing hard-won convictions. The incident, which took place in 2012, is strikingly similar to a scene in the 80s film The Shining, in which Jack Nicholson repeatedly types, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy." No, it's not. This is why writers are terrible. The 43-year-old was fired for misconduct but denied incorrectly recording the court's proceedings when contacted by the New York Post, insisting that he was let go because of substance abuse from which he is now in recovery from. Since the incident, judges have been forced to hold reconstruction hearings in which everyone involved in the case has to testify about what they remember.
Ugh, that's why, you know what, honestly, any court that doesn't have a, they should use backup audio recordings because it's cheap and it's easy to store. And it's just
stupid. Yeah, I mean, it's supposed to be
stupid.
I don't know. It's just. Yeah.
Although if you can handle, speaking of businesses to get into, be a non-drunken stenographer, because holy shit, the amount those people can charge for stuff. It is really a lot
of
money.
What's the type of speed required?
Well, you.
If you're doing it live, it's special machines you use. So I don't really know the typing speed are, but like to get stuff transcribed after the fact, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Okay. So
really expensive. It's like $5 a page plus like you're paying like $500. You know, just general things.
All right. I can type really well, mm-hmm. very quickly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, email me. No, really though, I'm looking for a job.
Yeah. You gotta. Those people are like they even have. They have like legal protections, so yeah, you can't just make copies of something that you've had transcribed. You're not supposed to do that. You have to like pay to get it again.
Damn, I feel like that shit is like straight up like gangster, like cutthroat. Yeah, like, they can make that shit hella cutthroat.
It's true. Yeah. Well, a Chicago morning news team earned itself yet another gold star for awkwardness during a segment about a week ago on lab-grown vaginas. That's right. WGN Morning News anchor Robin Baumgarten could barely hold it together during the segment about four teenage girls who successfully received the lab-grown organs and confessed at the end of the clip that it was a tough story. Let's take a listen.
In a medical first, four women who were born with abnormal or missing vaginas were implanted with lab-grown versions made from their own cells. The women received those implants as teens. Follow-up tests show that the new vaginas are indistinguishable from the women's own tissue and have grown in size as the women have matured.
And have that new vagina smell.
The women all report having normal sex lives. Did you notice how that was a tough story for me to read. I just want you to know that. The one
before. The one about the vagina? What do you want to call it?
I don't want to call it at all.
A coochie coo, is that better? Just say what it is. It's just biology.
It just seems odd that that's coming out like a regular news story. It seems like...
I just did a story about the wig and penis.
Yeah. Oh, Midwesterners. Oh, my God.
Put your stories together, you get some things going on.
All right.
So that happened...
That's just lame. I just want to be like, lady, grow up. It's a science story. Again, medical advancement. This is a good thing. You can be all jokey about it, but it would be pretty fucking hard to deal with, like, psychologically if were born with that. And maybe treat with respect the story that probably sucks for these people to share. You know what I mean?
For her to be all like, oh, I didn't want to. She didn't want to
say vaginas. Well, then, you know what? I don't know.
Grow up.
Just grow the fuck up.
Like, she's not a 10-year-old. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's a medical term. It's not like they're like,
so
yeah,
weird.
You know, it's, we're not having you go up there and say coochie, which I might steal from now on. Coochie coo? Coochie cooch? What was it? Can we replay that?
I've closed the window. I believe it did say coochie coo.
That's so bizarre.
Well, here's some good news for you, Diana. The world's sneakiest and most efficient way to get drunk is... the U.S. Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau approved powdered booze.
What?
That's right. Powdered alcohol. Spirits distilled.
Cocaine.
No, alcohol.
Cocaine.
It's they've got vodka, which is spirits distilled from the grain, and a kamikaze of alcohol and natural flavors.
What do you do with it?
Whatever you like.
Like reconstitute? I mean, do you mix it with water, turn it back into alcohol, or it's like a fun stick, like a fun dip? Like use a little candy thing, and
I believe what they do is you can reconstitute it. It's like Tang, but an alcohol form.
So you can mix it up and then you're hold on. What's the caloric intake on this? Because if it's powder, it's less, right?
Well, they don't have that on the label.
What the fuck?
They have, if you get the vodka, that's 65% alcohol.
Damn.
The kamikaze is 56% alcohol by volume and 44% by weight.
So you can just like, so if it's powdered, you have to mix it in, or you can just take it?
You mix.
You know people are going to be snorting this shit, right?
Of course.
I'm so excited for it to be legal. Oh. We're on two different pages.
I'm just really sad. Here we go. To your point, you can snort it and you'll get drunk almost instantly because the alcohol will be absorbed so quickly in your nose.
God, there's going to be so many more dumb people out there a lot faster and a lot earlier. Like, I don't think this is okay.
You know what's going to happen, though? And this always, it may not be a thing, but it will be an internet thing and there will be news reports on it of teenagers using powdered alcohol in their vagina.
Oh, my God. You know, because when you said another way, a quicker way to get drunk, I was thinking, like, you put it up your butt.
Okay.
Yeah, because it goes into your bloodstream faster. And I've talked to this guy. He said, like, he did it with, like, ecstasy or something. And then he couldn't, he had to, like, he could still feel it. And then, like, it finally dissolved or something. So he was like, yeah, I couldn't shit for, like, 3 hours. That was his biggest, I don't know. This guy obviously wasn't the most intelligent because he, like, completely dislocated his shoulder. Like, you can feel the bone. And he didn't look like he had health insurance. It was a mess. But, interesting story.
All bad.
Well, this powdered alcohol, you can sprinkle it on food too, which will give it a little bit of an extra kick. Yep.
Well, it's kind of like
it's like astronaut alcohol, but not as not as fun, and I don't get it.
But you know, there's always the stories about there was a thing going around how teenage girls were getting drunk by soaking tampons in vodka and inserting them vaginally.
Yeah.
And then there was one concerned mom who decided to put it to the test herself. And the one thing she found out was that if you soak a tampon in vodka and then insert it, it burns.
Don't do that. Don't
that
do that.
That sounds stupid. At least your shit will be clean. Well, ish, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's stupid.
All right. Well, in New Jersey, a woman said the state discriminated against her on the basis of her beliefs when it rejected her request for a license plate reading. The number 8 and then theist or atheist. They rejected it as objectionable. Non-believer Shannon Morgan of Maurice Township said that after her custom license plate was rejected, she tested Baptist, and the Motor Vehicle Commission website approved it. She's now filing First Amendment suit against New Jersey with representation from Americans United for Separation of Church and State. A spokesman for the state says it doesn't discriminate against non-believers, citing a case where American Atheist President David Silverman's request for a plate reading, atheist with the I replaced with the number 1, was allowed after a review. The lawsuit says the fact that Silverman had to fight to get his plate approved establishes a pattern of rejecting atheist plates in the state, thereby discriminating against atheist viewpoints and expressing a preference for theism over non-theism. Her plate wasn't just inadvertently rejected by a commuter algorithm either. A spokesperson told NJ.com, "We review every request personally, and we review them for anything that's offensive or objectionable." Does she have a case?
Probably.
It's going to waste a lot of time.
Yeah, it's a lot of time and money, but yeah, she probably does have. I mean, the lawyer.
Well, there is no reason. I mean, if they truly do. Now, I will say, if it uses a computer algorithm for an initial screen, Right. Generally speaking, that stuff goes through a secondary check when they go to actually produce it. So just with the website saying Baptist is okay doesn't necessarily mean that the actual state's decision would have been that Baptist is okay. But if they, if you could put together Baptist, Catholic, Jewish, whatever else, and yet it bounced atheist, yeah, that's a problem. So I would say it's more of a problem that the other stuff can be there, but license plates are weird, you know?
Yeah.
Spending hella money on vanity plates. I never understood that.
I don't either.
Well, unless they go to support a cause, which happens sometimes here in California, it will be like, oh, well, if you do this, then it goes to...
Like the California Memorial license plate.
Yeah, there's one. There's a Peanuts one, too, that goes to support some charity. I don't know which one.
There's no Peanuts. What are you talking about?
There is, yeah. There's a Snoopy license. Yes.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
It's not in production. If they passed a bill...
You can pre-order it.
No. Okay, it's never going to happen. You have to get usually 7,500 people to plank down the money in the course of a current year to get that produced. There's a lot of things that have been, that are in the hopper that will never, they'll never be made.
So don't waste your money.
And I happen to be a bit of a license plate policy expert.
I was going to say, where does all this fucking information come from? You're better than Wikipedia.
When I worked for the legislature, the bill that I worked on was the bill that created the California Memorial License Plate. And I know, a shocking amount about license plate policy. So that's super useful and definitely a marketable skill. And it's kept me fully employed ever since.
Sort of like actuary and everything else?
Just like that.
Sure, there you go. All right, it's time for a little Florida corner because we didn't have it last time. We talked ice cream a little too much.
Ice cream's so good.
I miss the stupidity. So here it is for you. Acreage man gropes restaurant server, then threatens, tries to bribe deputy. That's the headline. 36-year-old Acreage man was arrested on Sunday for allegedly groping a bar employee, threatened to shoot a Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputy after he's apprehended. That's according to the report. He then changed his tactics and offered the deputy $3,000 and volunteered to paint and pressure wash his house. Quote, if I let him go without charging him. Seems like a reasonable offer.
Yeah.
$3,000 in the pressure wash and paint. It's pretty good.
Fair enough.
Didn't work. but hey, it's a good enough offer, I guess. When the deputy arrived at the scene after the reported groping, he allegedly tried to run out the bar's back door. Before he was detained, he was placed under arrest for disorderly intoxication and simple battery. He added to the list of charges as he was being transported to jail. He told the deputy he was going to, quote, shoot me, and that when he got out of jail, quote, I better wear my bulletproof vest because you know why. When the threats didn't work, he tried to kill the deputy with kindness by offering money and his personal services. Well, you know, it's an ongoing negotiation. So there you go.
People.
Yeah, well.
Florida.
Also in Florida, a Boynton Beach woman said the burglar took a shower and some lunch meat. That's according to the Boynton Beach police. The break-in happened in Southeast 2nd Street. The woman said the burglar broke in through a window, then unlocked several doors in the home because of why not? Police collected a blood sample at the scene, then talked to the woman. She also told police lunch meat was taken from the refrigerator and the shower stall was wet.
Mm-hmm. That's creepy. But I get it. I mean, I would have.
If you're going to break in, you're going to take the time to shower.
I probably needed to shower, which is why I would have broke in.
Okay. And the lunch meat? Because?
Hungry.
Okay.
What if the store didn't say that's all she had in her fridge. Like, if she had a fucking New York steak, you best believe I would have cooked it, too.
That's Florida Corner. I'm going to let the music play because the song's still going. I don't know if this needs to happen, but Robin Williams is set to reprise his role as the granny who can hip-hop, bebop, dance till you drop in yo-yo, make up a wicked cup of cocoa. Yes, Mrs. Doubtfire sequel is in the works.
Has it really been 20 years?
Yeah.
I reject that.
Fox has been pushing for a sequel since the original film came out in 93, so 21 years, and even had a script in 2001, but Robin Williams and director Chris Columbus weren't impressed with any of the studio's takes on Doubtfire 2. But now, the director and star are both attached, and the guy who wrote Elf is writing the script. The original Doubtfire was a huge box office success, made a $219 million domestically, $222 million internationally, won a Golden Globe for Best Musical Comedy, and Williams won Best Actor in the category. There is one star from the original film, however, who's not thrilled about the news, though. Meryl Wilson, who played the younger daughter, wrote on Twitter that she won't be involved because sequels generally suck.
That and they probably didn't give her enough money. Is she famous?
She's not. She's kind of cool. She's been, like, blogging the whole time. She seems pretty level-headed and, like, reasonable.
I don't know. I feel like maybe it's just because I've been poor and desperate for money. If it's just, like, if they're going to throw money, they're going to fuck it up anyways. Might as well get paid for it. Because you can't recreate that kind of magic. And has it really been 20 fucking years?
21.
Son of a bitch, really?
Reality.
There were kids.
I love this movie, but if you think back on it, there's a lot of horrible there.
There's like, a run by fruiting.
This guy, I mean, there's great lines and it's happy, but this guy he's probably like manic depressive and then he's creepy and stalks his kids and the mom is kind of horrible, but trying to like keep the father from seeing the kids. That's bad too. It's just like, it's like Parent Trap.
This is
a great movie, but these are terrible people doing terrible things, albeit in a heartwarming way.
You are terrible. Like those people that fucking ruined Disney movies, because there's like, no. It's really, Disney is like, the Disney movies are classics that, you know, we all love and cherish. They are very anti-feminist. They're very misogynistic.
They've been doing good for the last like 25 years.
Yeah, okay, but like the shit that I grew up with, like looking back on it, like I went to this movie thing. This class was putting on, this professor or something, and we talked about it, and I was like, holy shit, I see this in a whole different way now. And that's kind of how you just ruined Mrs. Doubtfire for me. And are you really, Christian? Are you really? Because you know what would make it better? Fucking ham, which you didn't bring.
Well, I don't know how this is going to be, but I just stumbled upon it. This is the original Mrs. Doubtfire trailer recut with a little bit of a different feel to it.
We have nothing in common.
Sure we do. We love each other.
I want a divorce.
The reality, Mr. Hilliard, is that your lifestyle has been very unorthodox. And I refuse to further subject three innocent children to your peculiar and potentially harmful behavior. It is the court's ruling to award sole custody to Mrs. Hiller.
Hello?
Hello? I'm calling in regards to the ad I read in the paper.
Yes. Now, would you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Oh, certainly, dear.
This is very creepy.
I'm addicted to my children, sir.
Okay, Christiane, you're right. I'm starting to see.
I love these recut trailers. They're pretty awesome. There's a recut of Mary Poppins, too, that makes it pretty creepy. Yeah. The trailers are fun.
It's like someone saying, I can't have air.
I fucking love this.
It's awesome.
You remind me of someone.
So yeah, I think if they did a sequel to that, that would be great.
Yeah, if they did that sequel.
But speaking of recut trailer, here's one that I happen to love, love, love. It's The Shining recut, but happy.
Meet Jack Torrance.
I'm outlining a new writing project.
He's a writer looking for inspiration.
Lots of ideas. No good ones.
Meet Danny.
Hi, Mr. Torrance.
He's a kid looking for a dad.
There's hardly anybody to play with around here.
Nah. What's up, Doc?
Jack just can't finish his book.
I don't want to sound melodramatic, but there's no way to make it economically feasible.
Here's to 5 miserable months.
But now, sometimes what we need the most is just around the corner.
I fucking love this.
I'm your new foster father.
I'd do anything. Climbing up
on Salisbury Hill. I love it. To be fair, when this recut trailer came out, this song was used in like every other movie trailer.
Yeah, it was in every
movie
trailer.
Shiny.
Yeah.
That was
so
beautiful.
It was. So anyway, that's that. I want to take a moment to thank everybody who's been shopping Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. It's been a banner month in April, so keep it going. Mother's Day is coming up. Father's Day on the heels of that. People graduating, summer parties, birthdays. Maybe do something nice just for you. Just for you. It's
or
easy.
Someone else, no, selfish bastard.
Who has a birthday coming up in May?
That's right. If you'd like to buy something for Diana.
This girl. Mm-hmm. Buy her some ham.
Yep.
And an invitation to a party.
So she can finally shut the fuck up.
I'm going to get her a big box of invitations with ham on them.
Yes. Perfect.
It's simple. Just go to NateDarlingShow.com. You might even be there now listening to this show. Because we're there. Click the Shop Amazon tab. That's it. It's that simple. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And it does help support the show. So keep it up. We appreciate it. And tell a friend if you're liking the show, because we love having you listening. And we love giving the gift of laughter to all for free.
Hope you appreciate it.
Free laughter.
Yay. I mean, I know I burned my calories. I burned this beer off just fucking being here.
Yeah, it's true. There are some podcasts. Now, a lot of podcasts are free. Some podcasts have bonus episodes. There's a new thing coming on. You know Don Geronimo, who was on the radio here in Sacramento?
Sure.
He's got a podcast now. He charges. It's subscription only.
Don who?
Exactly.
it was a genuine question, but you're an ass for charging.
Well,
put that out there.
You know what? He got fired from KHDK last summer, and
gotta make a living somehow.
He came back and he chose to start a podcast, a subscription based podcast, and they do 2 hours a day. And you know, whatever, more power to them. But we don't charge. We're free. We've always been free. We'll always be free. We've got the main show, which is expanded, which is twice a week. We've got the Well Hung podcast now on Mondays. And who knows? There may be more shows to come. So that's the only thing we ask of you, is to listen and enjoy. And if you're going to shop Amazon, go through our site, please. And tell a friend about the show. That's it. That's it. Share. Friends share.
And care.
Yay.
It's true.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Let's head up north to Siskiyou for the Siskiyou Daily News. Headline, Bookered into Jail, April 17th, 2014. Christiana, back me up on this. It says Bookered.
Okay.
B-O-O-K-E-R-D.
Bookered into, is the guy's name?
Nope. No.
I don't know.
It's just a terrible typo.
Bookered.
Yes.
Booked.
We finally stumped Wikipedia.
I got nothing.
It is a look at bookings in the April 17th edition of the Siskiyou Daily News.
It's like being snookered?
Maybe.
I don't know what that means.
From Wairika, the Siskiyou County Sheriff's Department reports the following bookings. Darren Lee Scott, 50, of Coos Bay, Oregon, arrested for possession of controlled substance, paraphernalia. Randy Allen Landers, 39, also of Coos Bay, Oregon, arrested for possession of a narcotic controlled substance. Becky Nicole Trevino, who's 22. Very disappointed, Becky. Arrested on 4 counts of probation violations. Karina Sue Chandler, 49, of Wairika, arrested for possession of unlawful paraphernalia and a probation violation. David Patrick Armstrong, 28, of Weed. That's right, of Weed.
Weed.
Arrested for disorderly conduct while under the influence of alcohol. Detox only. Yeah, just brought him into the old Otis drunk tank and set him loose. Also, on April 8th, Shane Gray Davis, 54, of Everett, Washington, arrested for disorderly conduct while under the influence of alcohol. Kanan Daniel Walsh, 29, of Montague, arrested on 2 counts of failure to appear and driving while license suspended. Also, Don Carlos Johnson, 57, of Eureka, arrested for violating an order to prevent domestic violence and being a felon in possession of ammunition. Bad man. Byron Wayne Colgrove, 57, of Happy Camp, arrested on 2 counts of petty theft. Aaron Dean Berlew, 28, of Montague, arrested for making annoying phone calls. That's my favorite. I think that's where we're going to leave it. And I'm sorry. I have to do one more because it's sort of a repeat. John Darian Wallstrom, 36, of Ukiah, California, arrested for disorderly conduct while under the influence of alcohol. Detox only. So what we've learned is if you're in Siskiyou, you're probably drunk. Because what the fuck else are you going to do?
That's true.
If you're up in Wairika, that's most of what it is. That's not a bad thing, though. That's what's one of the good things about being in a small town. You notice there's not a lot of murders or stabbings going on here. It's just annoying phone calls.
But the fact that people are so bored they complain about that. It's one thing of like, they didn't complain about it. I think that'd be great, but they complain about it. It's like, dude, you don't... It just shows that people's innate nature. It's like, you don't have to fucking complain about something. You can just let shit go.
Really? Well, that's why they arrested Ronald Ken Wainscott, 54, of Eureka, for dissuading a victim slash witness from reporting a crime, loitering on private property, and vandalism.
Well, that is illegal.
Yeah, well, see, you're saying let it go.
Well, tampering with the window, he should
let it go.
He was
let
just
it go. That's my alarm clock, and if you ever want to be cock-blocked, make that your alarm clock.
So that's what's going on in small town news. Not a lot. That's the way we like it. That's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for shopping Amazon through our site. We do appreciate it. Keep me in your thoughts on Sunday for my 10K. Hopefully I won't fall off a bridge or anything. There's a lot of bridges to cross. New Well Hung podcast on Monday. I know, because we've already recorded it. Had a fun time. What did we talk about?
Yeah. Shit.
I remember.
I do, too. We talked about... the thing about cafes, about how you're not supposed to have laptops and shit up, and that's rude. Well, not rude, but it's business policy now.
Yeah, about actually talking to people and not just looking at your
socialize.
Screen.
Socialize. Talk to your friends. Get to know people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spend some time with them.
Give them a hug. So that's gonna come out on Monday. In the meantime, enjoy your weekend and a song from some people called Dan and Shay. This is Show You Off on The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. On your lips, yeah, girl, I got.